The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith, and you are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Well, the latest piece of news I have for you is the Brick Universe Lego Fan Convention returns to Raleigh for year number 6, and that's March 7th and 8th, 2020. Yeah, we get to say 2020 now. To say this event is popular is an understatement. It sold out in 2019. It takes place at the Raleigh Convention Center and offers lots of hands-on building, massive displays, creative experiences, a challenge zone, meet and greets with Lego celebrities, and other activities. It's one of 10 Brick Universe shows across the country each year, and Raleigh is the flagship event. Brick Universe attractions include meet and greets with professional Lego artists, Lego Friends Building Area, larger Lego Duplo bricks for youngsters, Lego retail, where you can buy Lego stuff you can't find anywhere else, Star Wars Zone, build spaceships and more with Lego Star Wars themed bricks. The Challenge Zone, you can put your skills to the test against other attendees of the convention. And the Building Zone, with thousands of bricks to build with. Again, the Brick Universe Lego Fan Convention in Raleigh, March 7th and 8th. All right, let's check out the next few weeks at PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased at the arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. All right, coming up Saturday, January 25th, it's a UFC Fight Night on ESPN+. The UFC's first visit to Raleigh will be headlined by a pair of heavyweight division's finest as former world champion Junior Dos Santos returns to face number 3 ranked Curtis Razor Blades. And this is a 5-round main event. Thursday through Sunday, February 6th through the 9th at PNC Arena, Jurassic World Tour Live. Jurassic World comes to life for the first time in a touring arena show. Your trip takes a terrifying turn after the Indominus Rex escapes and causes chaos in the park. Tuesday, February 11th, it's Celine Dion, Courage World Tour, one of the most immediately recognized and widely respected superstars in pop music history. Celine Dion is embarking on her world tour, and one of the stops is Raleigh, February 11th. The Courage World Tour is her first U.S. tour in over a decade. Saturday, February 15th, it's Martin Lawrence. Fans know and love Martin in all his laugh-out-loud forums, from his famous fictional film roles such as Big Mama in the Big Mama film series and Detective Marcus Bennett in the Bad Boys franchise. And, of course, there's another one of those coming out in 2020. And let me see, Wednesday, March 4th, it's the Zac Brown Band, and this is their Owl Tour. Saturday and Sunday, March 7 and 8, it's the Monster Jam Triple Threat Series. Thursday, March 12th, Billie Eilish, Where Do We Go World Tour. Friday, March 13th, the Millennium Tour 2020. Sunday, March 15th, the Harlem Globetrotters. Friday, March 20th, it's Michael Bublé. Sunday, March 22nd, Winter Jam 2020. Friday, March 27th, Festival of Laughs. Sunday, March 29th, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Saturday, April 25th, Women's Empowerment 2020. Tuesday, May 19th, JoJo Siwa. It's the Dream Tour. Saturday, June 6th, the Dude Perfect 2020 Tour. And finally on the schedule for PNC Arena so far for 2020, Saturday, August 1st, it's Harry Styles, Love on Tour 2020. All right, as we've talked about before, the amphitheaters in the area are starting to schedule their events for warmer weather months. Saturday, May 9th, the Red Hat Amphitheater, it's AJR, Neo Theater World Tour Part 2. And Tuesday, January 12th, Local Natives and Fools with special guest Cherry Glazer. And then so far, Friday, August 14th at Red Hat Amphitheater, David Gray, White Ladder, the 20th anniversary tour. Only one date scheduled at Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary so far, Friday, June 19th. That's Revolution and special guest. It's the Good Vibes Summer Tour 2020. Then, of course, Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Tuesday, June 2nd, the Lumineers. Thursday, June 4th, Kenny Chesney. Saturday, June 20th, the Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald. Tuesday, June 23rd, Alanis Morissette. Saturday, July 4th, the Black Crowes. Friday, July 10th, Thomas Rhett and Cole Swindell. Saturday, July 11th, Tedeschi Trucks Band. Monday, August 10th, Journey and the Pretenders. Wednesday, September 9th, it's Kiss. And then Saturday, September 12th, Maroon 5 and Meghan Trainor. All right, we're going to start looking at the music festivals around the state once again. January 10 and 11, and it's the Big Band Dance Weekend, and this is in Asheville at the Omni Grove Park Inn. January 23rd through the 25th, the North Carolina Jazz Festival, and that takes place in Wilmington at the Hotel Ballast. February 7th and 8th on the Carolina Music Festival list. February 7 and 8, Appalachian State Old Time Fiddlers Convention. And this is in Boone. Festival site is the ASU campus, Plemons Student Union, and Schaefer Center. February 20th through the 23rd, Carolina Jazz Festival. This one is in Chapel Hill. Festival sites, Memorial Hall, Keenan Music Building, and Moser Auditorium in Hill Hall. February 21st through the 23rd, Bluegrass First Class. This is in Asheville at the Crown Plaza Resort. March 21st, Rock the Beach Festival. This is in Carolina Beach, and it's on the Carolina Beach Boardwalk. March 28th, Blue, Brew, and Q Festival. That's in Keenansville at the Duplin County Events Center. All right, the audio describe list is getting bigger. I like that. Here we go. Upcoming audio described events. We'll start off with Raleigh and Cary. Saturday, January 25th, Alice in Wonderland. This is in Meredith College's Jones Auditorium. Sunday, January 26th, Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. This is Raleigh Little Theater, and the performance is at 3. All right, up also on the audio describe list, Sunday, February 9th, it's Death by Design. This is a Cary Players event at the Cary Arts Center, 3 o'clock. Saturday, February 15th, Kinky Boots, North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium, and the curtain goes up at 2. Sunday, February 23rd, Seussical. This is a Raleigh Little Theater event, and it's a TYA version, in other words, Theater for Young Audiences. And that starts at 5. Sunday, March 1st, The Velveteen Rabbit. This is Applause, Cary Youth Theater at the Cary Arts Center. Also on Sunday, March 1st, Sweat, Justice Theater Project at Umstead United Church of Christ. The performance starts at 3:30. Alrighty, the upcoming audio describe list for Durham and Chapel Hill. Saturday, January 18th, Come From Away. This is at DPAC at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, January 28th, Everybody, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill, and it's a 7:30 performance. Also on the upcoming audio describe list, Friday, January 31st, The Whiz at Hoof and Horn, Duke University's Schaefer Theater. Saturday, February 15th, Mean Girls, and this is at DPAC, 8 o'clock performance. Saturday, February 29th, Donna Summer Musical, and this as well is at DPAC, 8 o'clock event. Greensboro and Winston-Salem Triad Stage Events, Saturday, February 15th, Two Wolves and a Lamb, and this is at 2 o'clock. Fayetteville and the Sandhills upcoming audio described events, Saturday, January 30th, it's Shrek the Musical, Cape Fear Theater, and the performance starts at 7:30. All right, we're going to check out the a few of the clubs in downtown Raleigh. Poorhouse Music Hall is on South Blunt Street. Most shows start at 9, unless it is noted. Okay, Wednesday, January 8th, The Standby with the Bronze Age, Faster on Fire, and Dead Casual. Thursday, January 9th, Hughes Torino, Bender, and Hey Champ. Friday, January 10th, Delvon Lamar Organ Trio with Africa Unplugged. Saturday, January 11th, In the Record Shop, Rhodes at 1, Chris McGinnis at 3, and Joe's Cousin at 5. And then that Saturday night, tribute, a celebration of the Allman Brothers Band. Sunday, January 12th, In the Record Shop, it's Matt Southern at 1, J Phono 1 at 3, and Casey Williams at 5. Tuesday, January 14th, The Unlikely Candidates with The Orphan, The Poet. Wednesday, January 15th, Olivia Jean with Them. Thursday, January 16th, Eyeball, Tomb of Nick Cage, and Solemn Shapes. Friday, January 17th, Treehouse plus Signal Fire with Ashley LaRue Band. Saturday, January 18th, In the Record Shop, Hank Smith and Sean Chase at 5 o'clock. Then that evening, Nightly with The Wildfire and Sawyer. And then Sunday, January 19th, In the Record Shop, But You Can Call Me John at 3, Suspect at 5, and The Yardarm at 7 o'clock. That's all at Poorhouse Music Hall. Switching gears to the Lincoln Theater on Cabarrus Street in Raleigh. Friday, January 10th, Who's Bad? The Evolution of Pop at 8:30. Saturday, January 11th, The Shakedown performs Yacht Rock at 8:30. Sunday, January 12th, Lincoln Theater, it's David Bromberg Quintet with Paul Lorne at 8. Thursday, January 16th, Bad Fish Beyond the Sun Tour, a tribute to Sublime with Tropodelic and Little Stranger. That show starts at 8. Friday, January 17th, Turquoise with Neil Francis at 9. Saturday, January 18th, Citizen Cope, and that concert starts at 8. All right, checking out the lineup at the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows start at 8, unless noted. Friday, January 10th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz, Appetite for Destruction at 7. Saturday, January 11th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz, Trial by Fire. This is a Journey tribute, starts at 7. Wednesday, January 15th, the Disco Biscuits. Thursday, January 16th, Grace Potter. Friday, January 17th, The Dead South, Served Cold Tour. Saturday, January 18th, it is Silent Disco, and that is at 9. All right, let's take a look at the Raleigh Little Theater schedule coming up. January 17th through February 2nd, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. 15-year-old Christopher has an extraordinary brain. He is exceptionally intelligent, but ill-equipped to interpret everyday life. When he falls under suspicion for killing his neighbor's dog, he sets out to identify the true culprit, which leads to an earth-shattering discovery and a journey that will change his life forever. And there is a sensory-friendly performance of The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime on February 9th. Sunday, January 19th, Triangle African American Theater Preview. The Triangle Friends of African American Arts is bringing together several performing arts organizations to showcase the wonderful African American plays and musicals that will hit stages in 2020. This special evening will include dramatic readings, songs, and scenes from upcoming performances. This is at Sutton Theater, and it all starts at 7. February 14th through the 23rd, it is Seussical Jr. The nefarious Cat in the Hat narrates the story of Horton the Elephant, who discovers a speck of dust containing tiny people called the Whos. Horton must protect the Whos from a world of naysayers and dangers, and he must also guard an abandoned egg that's been left in his care by the irresponsible Maisie LaBird. The powers of friendship, loyalty, family, and community are challenged, but ultimately emerge triumphantly. There is also a sensory-friendly performance of Seussical Jr. on February 29th. Then March 20th through April 5th, it's The Jungle Book. Mowgli grows up believing he's as fierce as a wolf as any of the members of his pack. When he learns he is actually a human, he must discover how to reconcile these different identities. In this action-packed adaptation of the classic adventure story, Mowgli must decide whether to remain with the pack or return to the human world from which he was born. And there is a sensory-friendly performance of The Jungle Book on April 4th. Okay, Nitro Circus, the high-energy action sports show Nitro Circus, will bring its tour to the Durham Bulls Athletic Park next year. The Nitro Circus You Got This Tour stops in Durham May 2nd. Fans can expect freestyle motocross, BMX, skateboarding, and attempts at record-breaking stunts. Pre-sale tickets are available now at the Nitro Circus website. Alanis Morissette is marking the 25th anniversary of her hit album Jagged Little Pill with concerts in North Carolina. The singer-songwriter is set to perform in Charlotte and Raleigh. Her 31-city tour stops at the Queen City's PNC Music Pavilion on June 21st and then at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek on June 23rd. All right, let's check out some of the events going on in Cary these days. The Marvelous Music Main Stage Series at the Cary Arts Center. Concerts start at 7:30. Saturday, January 18th, it's Mike Wiley presents Breach of Peace. The program is based on true accounts of surviving participants of the Freedom Rides, as well as many other individuals involved in the early struggle for African-American equality. Saturday, February 15th, Marvelous Music Main Stage Series, Catapult, the Amazing Magic of Shadow Dance. An America's Got Talent finalist, Catapult is a magical production that features incredible dancers who work behind a screen to create shadow silhouettes of shapes from the world around us. Be amazed as you watch their bodies transform into a mountain, an elephant, a dragon, even a helicopter. Then on Friday, April 3rd, it's Semitoned. It's one of UK's leading male a cappella sensations and champions of BBC Two's The Choir. All right, the Marvelous Music Family Series, also at the Cary Arts Center, Sunday, February 16th, Triangle Wind Ensemble presents Around the World. This is at 4 o'clock. Sunday, March 8th, Jeff Boyer presents Fun with Energy at 4. Saturday, April 4th, Opera Express presents The Ugly Duckling. Of course, this is the story of a young duckling as it navigates being different and discovering its place on the farm. Through trials with fellow ducklings and a big bad wolf, the ugly duckling uses its skills and knowledge learned from reading to help save the farm. An exciting way to introduce opera to children and their families. It's an 11 o'clock show. Triangle's Got Talent 2020. That starts Saturday, March 28th from 6 to 9 at the Cary Theater. Audition sign-ups for 2020 are already underway. Auditions are open to middle and high school students only. No schedule yet as far as entertainment is concerned, but bands Bites and Boats at Bond Park will be back this year on Fridays, one day a month. At the Boathouse, the events are free, and all but one date starts at 4:30. No entertainers announced yet, but here are the dates. April 3rd, May 1st, June 5th, July 3rd, August 7th, September 4th, and October 2nd. Cary's Downtown Chowdown Food Truck Rally dates in 2020 are April 19th. And July 12th. There's also the Friends of Paige Walker Herb Fest. That's set for Saturday, May 2nd. The Pimento Cheese Festival, set for June 6th. Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival is Saturday, April 25th. And the Lazy Days Arts and Crafts Festival is Saturday and Sunday, April 22nd and 23rd. The Starlight Concert Series, this series of free concerts, takes place in the beautiful gardens of the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. Friday, May 1st, it's at 6 o'clock with Sabor e Cultura. The events celebrate Venezuelan food, art, music, and culture. The Beach Music Party is not yet scheduled. Yet the celebration of bluegrass is set for Friday, July 31st, and no date has been set so far for Jamrock. All right, if you enjoy traveling to the Greensboro Coliseum, here's a look at their lineup. Saturday and Sunday, January 11 and 12, it's Monster Jam Triple Threat Series. Friday, January 17th, WWE Friday Night SmackDown. Tuesday through Sunday, January 21st to the 26th, it is the 2020 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. Let me see. Then we've got Thursday through Sunday, January 30th through February 2nd. It's the Jurassic World Live Tour. Saturday, February 8th, KISS, the final tour ever. Thursday, February 13th, it's Brantley Gilbert and his Fight Up Tour 2020. Then, let me see, Saturday, February 15th, Winter Jam 2020. Sunday, February 16th, Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival. Saturday, February 29th, Lauren Daigle World Tour. Sunday, March 1st, Post Malone and his Runaway Tour. Saw Post Malone on the... let me see. I think it was ABC's Rockin' Eve. Wednesday through Sunday, March 4th through the 8th, the 2020 ACC Women's Basketball Tournament. And then Friday through Sunday, March 20th through the 22nd, it's the 2020 NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Friday, March 27th, we have the ever-popular Harlem Globetrotters at the Greensboro Coliseum. Saturday, March 28th, Dan and Shay, the Arena Tour. And then Thursday through Monday, April 2nd through the 6th, it's Cirque du Soleil presents OVO. And wanted to talk about, I think I mentioned this last time around, but Wednesday, July 29th at the Greensboro Coliseum, it's Justin Bieber. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.